listening to the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Jacob McClellan. I'm talking with Journal Record editor Russell Ray. Russell, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Jacob. It's good to be here.
Now, I want to talk about a couple of environment-related stories today. One is about an agreement between residents of El Reno and a Texas wastewater disposal company. Before we get to their agreement, what was the dispute here?
The dispute centered over the location of a proposed wastewater injection well. The Texas company, H2OK, wanted to place the well about a half mile from a municipal well used for drinking water. So there was also concern about the well's proposed site in that it would have led to increased truck traffic around a nearby school. So both of those issues were of high concern for local residents.
Well, why did H2OK drop their wastewater disposal permit application?
Instead of spending a lot of time and money fighting about it in court and before state regulators, the two sides actually came together and found a solution. The company dismissed its application, and in exchange, residents found the company a new location to drill their injection well. So this is a great example of how people can come together to find a solution agreeable to all parties.
So these landowners challenged the permit application, but I mean they ended up helping the company in the long run by helping them find that new location. How else did they help out?
Well, residents didn't have a problem with the company drilling an injection well. It was a simple issue of locating such a well above a groundwater source and near a school intersection. So landowners in the area came together and identified a location north of El Reno that met the company's needs. Thanks to those efforts, the company expects to complete the well in the next couple of weeks.
Now, the Journal Record also reported recently that the last 500 truckloads of nuclear waste have been removed from the old Sequoia Fuels Corporation site near Gore in Sequoia County. That's in eastern Oklahoma. Give us a little bit of background here. How did all this uranium-contaminated sludge get stuck in Oklahoma?
Yeah, well, there's a long history here. A uranium processing plant had been operating for years near the town of Gore in east central Oklahoma. And after two accidents that injured dozens of workers and several environmental violations, the plant closed in 1993. The problem was more than 10,000 tons of nuclear waste described as uranium-contaminated sludge was left behind in lagoons and ditches on the site. So this waste has been sitting there near the Arkansas and Illinois rivers for 25 years.
Why did it take so long to get rid of all of this nuclear waste?
It was a long legal battle between the Cherokee Nation and the state attorney general's office on one side and the plant's owner, Sequoia Fuels Corporation, on the other side. The company wanted to bury the waste on site, but in the end, a judge ordered the company to comply with an earlier agreement to remove the waste. And so that removal effort was finally completed last week.
How are the Cherokee Nation and people who live near that old uranium processing plant reacting to news that all that waste is gone now?
Well, they're very excited this long and difficult battle is over. As one Cherokee Nation official put it, our lands are safe again, he said. That seems to sum up the relief felt by the people living around this plight for so many years. And now all of that waste is now stored at a disposal site in Utah where it will be recycled and reused.
Russell Ray is the editor of the Journal Record newspaper. Russell, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Jacob.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can follow us on social media, more on Facebook and Twitter, at Journal Record and at KGOU News. The Business Intelligence Report is also available on our website at kgou.org. While you're there, you can check out other features and podcasts produced by KGOU.